Hey, pass me the b-ball. Watch this. Hey, watch me dive in the water. Now watch me ride this bike.
Whoa, a fast car.
Now watch me play cricket. Wrong cricket. Okay, now throw me that golf stick.
Nice shot.
Thanks. And now lawn bowling. Bowls. I mean 10 pins.
And now, this week in sports.
That should have said this year in sports. Because that's what we're doing. We are recapping the year that has been in sport. And I've got the lovely Joel Kasem in the studio. Hello. People might remember you from such episodes as yesterday's drive.
Yeah. Or was I here last week's drive? Yeah, last week's drive.
Yes.
A few drives before that and a few drives to come.
Just a few. Yes.
And this show and Old New Borrowed Blue. Just a few ads I think I pop up in.
Just Joel's everywhere.
You may know me from 2SER, I think.
Yeah. He's the everywhere man. And before we start looking at this year's highlights in sport, the Ashes, cricket right now, England 2 for 127. And this happened a little bit earlier, and I just had to play it because I love this.
Catch!
Yeah! Got him! Got him, yes! Oh, Bill.
I was at home when this happened. And I obviously have the cricket on. It doesn't turn off. There's only one channel. I've just unsubscribed from every other channel while summer's yeah. on. And I just heard Bill, and it was the best feeling. I ran out. Oh, I left my phone on. And I had to run out and and it was a great catch as well.
That was a goat. That was
Nathan Lyon.
Nathan Lyon.
Taking an absolute screamer.
Yeah, he took the first catch of this innings. But we're looking a bit dodgy, a bit dicey at the moment. 2 for 127. England fighting back. We will see what happens. It's a dead rubber after all, but, you know, we still want to win 5-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But this year, the year that was, it was up and down year in sporting-wise. There wasn't any, I don't think, massive events on this year. No Olympics and no real World Cups or no real, you know. It's sort of
there was a Rugby League World Cup.
Oh, yeah, Ashes. That one. The Ashes, yeah.
Well, look, there was no Olympic Games. You were definitely right with that. Not winter or summer.
No Commonwealth Games.
No, that's next year. Yeah.
But please, Joel.
Please.
What did happen?
Okay. all right, let's... look, I've got a whole list of questions, but first we'll just talk about some of the highlights.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, the Matildas, who I keep saying are Australia's favourite team. I don't care what you say. They are.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the Matildas. They're just so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they're so great. They started the year, I think, in sixth position in the whole world. They're now fourth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they beat USA, who were first. They won the Tournament of Nations. It was the first ever one. They beat Brazil. Like, they're just having the best year. I think they even won the Australian Institute of Sports Team of the Year.
Yes, they did.
For Australia.
Yep.
Like, and Sam Kerr is just, she can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
They're just an amazing team.
I love that a player from the Matildas is pretty much a household name now. You know?
Yeah.
Sam Kerr has managed to, you know, make people stand up and notice and realize how bloody good women's sport can be.
Yeah.
And, it's been a real highlight of the year for sure.
In the NRL, it finished with the Storm winning, of course. I think everyone predicted it from about halfway through the season.
That's my size. You know, Parramatta nearly beat them in like the minor semi-final or whatever.
Yeah.
Which could have like completely changed everything.
It would have, yeah.
But
they didn't, and Storm won. And Storm won the grand final.
Yeah. Next.
Okay. the AFL?
Yeah. I was saying poor Adelaide in this one because I got some... mate who used to live in Adelaide, then he lived in Sydney, and then he moved over and lived in Colorado. And he'd been to Australia for a visit like 2 weeks before the grand final. He's a massive Crows fan. He went back home after the holiday, and then the Crows made the grand final, and he bought another ticket to come back to Australia to go specifically to the AFL grand final because his Crows were there first time in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went home very, very disappointed.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Yeah, I think a lot of people jumped on the Crows bandwagon. They wanted to see them win. But I think, they just weren't good enough on the day, as they say.
No, that's right. But it was one of those, I don't know, I watched the AFL grand final just because, you know, I don't really watch AFL, but I thought it was a pretty entertaining game.
It was a good game.
Did you know who won the Super Rugby? I didn't even know
this.
No. No.
No.
No one cares. There was like one Australian team in like the semifinals.
Yeah.
But apparently the Crusaders won that.
Okay.
They beat the Lions.
And the Crusaders are from?
From Canterbury in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
They used to be known as the Canterbury Crusaders.
Oh, okay.
Now they're just the Crusaders.
Well, there you go.
They played the Lions in the final. And the Lions, where are they from? They're from South Africa.
Mm. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Lions is like lions in Africa.
Is there?
Yeah.
Is that where they're from? tennis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Serena Williams.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to bring this up because Serena Williams won the Australian Open almost a year ago now. And at the time, she didn't realize, no one realized, but she was pregnant.
Mm.
Of course, that was her last competitive match for, you know, a little while. She's had her baby now. Congratulations. She's about to play in a tournament this weekend.
I know.
And then she's coming back and playing and trying to defend her title at the Australian Open next year. How amazing is that?
She's incredible.
And I bet she will win. Like, odds on, she'll win the Australian Open.
And she still managed to drink a whole giant, you know, the whole Australian Cup full of wine. Pregnant.
Good on her. I hadn't thought of that. Good one. But I found a quote from a certain Australian tennis player that I thought was pretty classic. Guess who this is.
Okay.
I felt a little bit bored out there. I feel holding a trophy or doing it well, it doesn't really satisfy me anymore. I couldn't care less if I make a fourth round US Open or I lose the first round. I'm just going to play another 10 years and I know after my career I won't have to work again. What a fantastic quote that is.
Who said that?
Who do you think it was? Have a guess. It's related to the sport we were just talking about.
Tennis.
Yes. Australian.
Yes. So it has to be Andre Agassi.
Which brat? Bernard Tomic. Bernard Tomic, the brat of Australian tennis, who just really couldn't care less if he won or not. He's just going to get enough money to keep playing and retire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unreal.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go on to the quiz, hey?
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll ask you a few questions. I think I have 13, but I don't know if we'll have enough time.
Okay.
We'll see how we go. Where did Usain Bolt finish in his final ever race?
Now, I think it was second or third, but I can't remember exactly. I think it was third. Was it third?
You want to lock in third?
Yeah, lock in third.
You sure?
Yeah.
He actually didn't finish. It was that 4x100 where he collapsed.
Oh, that
absolutely.
I was talking about this individual 100.
I wasn't. which football team won its first competitive match in 13 years this year? So soccer team.
Football. Okay, soccer.
Oh, I hope you. It's not a team. It's like a country. It's like a country.
It's like a country. Yeah. It's a country.
Good luck with this because you're not going to get it.
Thailand.
No. Andorra.
Andorra?
Yeah.
Won their first game.
In 13 years.
Who did they beat?
They beat Hungary.
Ooh, poor old Hungary.
I know, that would hurt.
Mm.
Next question. Where was I? Yeah, which sporting team won 18 matches in a row before losing in Dublin?
In Dublin?
Yeah, which sporting team? Again, this is very vague.
It is pretty vague. No, I got no idea. I wouldn't even know where to start.
It was the England's rugby union team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
18 matches.
Actually remember that, yeah.
And they lost to Ireland.
Mm, they lost in Dublin.
There you go. 18 matches is pretty good.
How many points did the English rugby league team score in the Rugby League World Cup final?
Nothing.
Hey!
Zero.
That's right.
6-0.
6-0, well done.
That was a ridiculous final. Pretty tough. Pretty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
Which tennis player made it to 3 single Grand Slam finals this year?
Well, male or female?
Male.
Federer?
No, the other one. Nadal.
Nadal.
Yes.
Okay.
The US, French, and Australian Open.
Yeah, okay.
Where am I up to? Who finally won after 73 attempts in golf?
Won what?
A major.
Oh, I don't know, golf.
73 majors.
Yeah?
Sergio Garcia.
Oh, what? He'd never won before?
No, never.
Oh, wow.
He'd had a couple of third and fourth, I think.
73 attempts
at a
major. That's a lot of years.
Hmm.
Like 20 years or something.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's 4 majors a year, right?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
You're the golf man.
Doesn't matter. Richmond ended the 10th longest premiership drought in the AFL history this year. Which was 37 years. They hadn't won since 1980.
Oh, yes.
Which team has the longest active drought now? And when did they last win a premiership?
Wait, is this AFL or NRL?
AFL.
Oh, AFL. And when did they last win a premiership? Which team? I don't really know. Port?
No.
No, when they win?
It was Melbourne.
Oh, actually, the Melbourne Demons. Yeah,
won
right.
Won since 1964.
Oh, they haven't won a premiership since then. That's even further than Parramatta.
Parramatta, yeah. Okay. Ouch. That really hurts. If you're behind Parramatta, that really hurts. Elise Perry rewrote the record books during the Ashes series against England. This was actually not that long ago.
Yeah.
With the first double test century on Australian soil. Amazing. And the best ever knock by an Australian woman. What was her unbeaten score at North Sydney Oval? I actually remember this.
Let's see, like 246 or something?
Ooh, you're very close, but pretty short. No, pretty far over. 213.
Oh, 213?
Yeah. And we still lost that test.
Yeah.
But managed to win the Ashes.
And she just picked up the award, a sports person of the award, of the year award.
Did she?
Elise Perry. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I saw someone put a little YouTube video up yesterday about his daughter like playing cricket. And she goes, "I'm going to hit this like Elise Perry," and he bowls the ball and she fully whacks it. Like smashes. She looked like she was five.
Right.
Just the future.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Which NRL player called the cops on himself this year?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember this story?
No.
Josh Papali with the drink driving.
Yeah. Didn't he hit someone?
No, I think he hit a tree.
Oh, no, yeah, no, he was right. He
hit a tree.
But he knew he was drunk and he called
again. Yeah.
Classic.
And then the cops came and said, "Did you call us on yourself?" He's like, "Yeah, I wanted to make a point." Yeah, the point is you're a dickhead.
Oh.
Which country supplied the first three finishes at the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, wasn't it Ireland?
It was Ireland. Yeah. Well done.
No, I mean, it's what's the point? Maybe it's just called the Irish Cup.
Well, not
the
really.
Dublin Cup?
Yeah, that would make a little bit more sense, but it's still held in Melbourne.
Dublin and Melbourne? Yeah, no.
The Cork Cup. Which two teams appeared in both the men's and women's Big Bash finals in January this year?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
It was.
I feel like it was the Sixers.
And there was another. Two teams both played each other, yeah.
Nah, I can't remember the other one.
Perth Scorchers.
Scorchers, there you go.
There you go.
You been to a Big Bash yet?
No, not yet.
No, I've got to get to one.
Yeah. Queensland State of Origin dominance continued this year.
Whatever, put this question in.
It's just, I had to ask it. It happened, didn't it? We had to talk about it, but I have to. This is the last question here. Queensland State of Origin dominance continued this year. Queensland State of Origin dominance continued this year after New South Wales blew a great chance to win just the second series in the past 12 years. Who was this year's top point scorer?
Was it Dane Gagai?
No.
Oh, he scored a lot of tries.
I tell you, it's from New South Wales.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a goal kicker, right?
You'd have to think so.
I've blanked it out of my memory, Joel. I don't want to think about it. Who was it?
James Maloney.
Maloney, yeah.
18
yeah.
points, which isn't very much, really, when you think about it.
Is that it?
Over three games, yeah.
I think Gagai, like, got four tries, so, you know, he was probably
pretty
only
close. One. No, I think Valentine Holmes got four tries as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next year we better for sport.
Yeah.
In general, and New South Wales winning, maybe.
Yeah, good for Australia. Look, we won the Ashes, we won the World Cup.
There are positives, yes.
We beat England, which is fantastic.
And we're still beating England, maybe. And we've got the Commonwealth Games next year. We've got the Soccer World Cup on next year.
Yep.
The Winter Olympics on next year. It's going to be huge.
Big year.
Lots to come. And Joel, we'll be recapping every year. All of it.
Yes.
The whole shebang.
I'll be here this time next year.
All right. I'm going to play a song called Everyone's a Winner. That's quite suitable, isn't it? Everyone's not really a winner, but
no,
everyone's
but, yeah,
a winner.
Yeah, no, that works.
This is a Hot Chocolate cover from Ty Segall.
Okay.
I thought it was good.
I played this yesterday.
Thanks, Joel.
God bless you. And America.